Rebecca Salzman guides a class of preteen students through a ballet routine at Taffy Dance Studio in Lemon Creek. She just arrived here from her other job, working as a daycare teacher. And if that wasn't enough, she's also a graduating senior.
I think the most difficult thing has been trying to figure out how to balance it. Like, I've had days where I would go to class, I was taking 21 credits at a time a semester, and so I would be in class every evening or every morning, and then I would go work my full-time job, then go to a class for another few hours, then go and teach one dance class here or there.
Salzman says even the little things, like grabbing lunch or finding time for friends, has been a challenge.
Or when am I going to get that half hour of me time in the day? You take them for granted until you get into college.
A self-described ambitious homeschool kid, Salzman started taking classes at UAS when she was just 14. She's now 24 and receiving a degree in English with an emphasis in creative writing.
I always knew that I was kind of good at it, like throughout school and stuff in high school, but it never really was my niche until I figured out how much fun it could be in college.
This past year, she spent a lot of time editing the UAS literary journal, Tidal Echoes.
And I would work, you know, doing that odds and ends when the kids were napping, on my lunch breaks when I had to, at midnight if I had to, just to get things done.
She says throughout her time in school, when things got really hectic, she had moments of, I just can't do this anymore.
Oh yeah, I've hit those points a couple times in my college career.
For the first 3 years, Salzman paid for her tuition with scholarships.
The fat hit the fan and I had to start paying for them because I was considered, you know, too old and had been there too long to keep receiving as many scholarships. So that was a challenge, having to, you know, hit the reality of paying student loans and working and trying to figure out how to manage life.
She got through it, and now she's graduating from UAS. Being a senior, she says you get a lot of unsolicited advice.
Go back to school and get a master's degree. Become a teacher, because that's the only thing you can do with an English degree, is the biggest one that I get.
But for now, she says she doesn't mind where she's at.
I'm totally okay with continuing to work 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. till I pay off my student loan and then go back to school for a master's.
Salzman says she'll use her English degree in other areas of her life, like telling stories through movement and dance. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.